On the occasion of the departure of our beloved Madame Samira, one of his very old sisters. مش سيستر؟ أيوة خلاص. يعني سلوى صغرت نفسها 20 سنة وقالت لا تبقى دي mother and father. ده وعده مش Salwa wants to Salwa wants to give a short talk about Madame Samir.
الحقيقة هم زي أبويا وأمي بالضبط يعني حتى لما ماما جت زارتني في 2000 كانت بتقول لهم أنا سبتها مع أبوها وأمها وبعدين هم كانوا من أكتر ناس اللي بنوا الكنيسة وأكتر ناس إن هم يعني عم مريان هو اللي عامل الإزاز كله بتاع الكنيسة والرسومات والحاجات كله هو اللي عامله وهو عامل كمان هنا في الهيكل حجاب الهيكل الحقيقة هم من الناس الأوادم يعني سابوا الدنيا كلها هم كان ناس أغنياء جدا جدا في مصر في اسكندرية بالذات وكانوا من أولاد أبونا بشوي كامل وأبونا تدرس يعقوب وأبونا شنودة فبصراحة يعني لا أبونا شنودة أدي أبونا شنودة أدي مش كده أبونا شنودة بس فيعني بصراحة يعني هم من الناس اللي أسسوا الكنيسة وابنه صغير من الناس اللي هم أولا الكنيسة كنا 30 عيلة بس فما كانت الإمكانيات صغيرة فالناس هي اللي حفرت والناس هي اللي يعني ما جابوش مثلا شركة ولا حاجة فالحقيقة في مرة من المرات كانوا عاملين الهيكل فكان هيقع النبيل من ابنه من السقف على الهيكل اللي هو فيه شمع وربنا أنقذه فالحقيقة تعبوا جدا جدا في الكنيسة دي وتصوني مري مرات أبونا تدرس يعقوب كانت بتروح له عشان تتعلم منه إزاي تعمل الصور اللي هي ملونة دي سوري إن أنا يعني صحتي مش مساعداني ان انا اتكلم كتير عنهم بس هم كان بيحب مدام سميره جدا جدا وكان يدلعها واتمنى كل زوج وزوجه يبقوا زيهم يعني بصراحه مره من المرات كانوا بيعملوني زي بنتهم بالظبط فمره من المرات هو كان يحب الكمبيوتر جدا فهي مش عايزه تطلع عشان يجيب إنك الحبر بتاع المشين قالت له لا أنا مش عايزة أطلع فكلمني قال لي يا سلوى مش راضية مدام سميرة فقلت لها كلميها فكلمتها فقالت لي دلوقتي قلت لها أنا عايزة طلبات من برا فقالت لي طيب أنا دلوقتي يا عريان قالت له سلوى عايزة تطلع قال لا خلاص مدام عايزة تطلع وطلعنا فعلا وأول ما شافت الستور قالت له شايفة هيجيب الإنك قلت لها معلش ما هو يعني لازم كمان يعمل حاجاته فالمهم يعني قد إيه المحبة وقد إيه المحبة بتاعتها انها اي طلب ليا كانت فهو كان كمان من ضمن الحاجات كان ابا سخرون هو شفيعه وكان حبيبه جدا 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 انا القديس ونس هو كان صاحبي ففي مره من المرات هي دخلت استحمى وشالت الساعه ففضل يدوروا على الساعة ما فيش فكلمتني وقلت لها بصراحة أنا عندي مشوار النهاردة لكن أنا أجي لك بكرة. فرحت تاني يوم وقلت لها, قلت له بص قول يا قديس ونس وتبرع له بحاجة وهو هيجيب لكم الساعة. ففعلا قعدنا ندور على الساعة لقيناها في وسط الهدوم اللي هي حطاها في عشان تتغسل, ولقينا الساعة وادى للدكتور نبيه عبد الملك التبرع للقديس ونس. فيعني بقول لك هو يعني القديسين دول أحياء معانا وحلوين معانا, ويعني وهم كانوا ناس حلوين جدا 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 جدا. أنا ما أقدرش لما جيت أعمل رجلي برك خدوني المستشفى, لما أي حاجة كان ما يحبش ما يقدرش يسوب الليل فكان يفتح لي الكنيسة, كنت أقعد في الهيكل أبات وأصحى وأنام علشان خاطر ما يقدرش فالحقيقة يعني عم أريان ومدام سميرة من الناس الأفاضل اللي هم يعني مش هقدر انساهم ولا لقيت حد زيهم ولا هقدر انساهم خالص. ربنا يبارك لهم في ولادهم, ولادهم الحياة تعبوا معهم خالص, منير وجورج ونبيل, بس بصراحة جورج تعب معها كتير وربنا هي كوباية مية دهلها, ربنا هيعوضها لهم في عيالهم وفي صحتهم وفي حياتهم كلها. رب معاكم كلكم ويديكم كل نعمة وبركة. سلوى.
Thank you, Salwa, very much. يعني concerning the memories about Ariane's family, for me, I am here almost 26 years in Ottawa. When I came for the first time, December 30th, 1992, I remember that Am Ariane was sick at home. I couldn't see him on the first day when I arrived. And then the board of deacons wanted to have a meeting with the new priest that's coming after about 7-8 months without priest here in Ottawa. So I said, better to have the meeting in Amarian's house. And the first meeting which we have with the board of deacons at that time was after the Christmas of 1993, 7th of January. It was in his house. By the way, one of the ladies who are with us today, lives in the old house of Amarian, Madame Jeanette Nassar. Madame Jeanette Nassar. They had a house in Carling, attached to the Lake Huron, and Dr. Sammy and Jeanette bought this house, and he moved to the house which he lived until his departure. So I remember that in that meeting, I discovered that I have a great man who was the secretary of the board of deacons at that time. And the treasurer was Mamdouh Morgan. And in the board of deacons, for the first time in the history of the Coptic Church, there was a lady, Madeleine Habib, and she was selected personally from His Holiness Pope Shenouda III. She was from the families who were very attached to His Holiness, and he selected Madeleine to be the first member in the board of deacons in any Coptic church in the world. After that, it's normal now where they select one or more ladies. I remember also that to help me, he brought to me all the books which has the minutes of the all the meetings of the church since 1973. And he said, Abuna, to know what is the church in Ottawa, study these. Not read them. Study them carefully. And I leave them for, I still have these books. There are two big books with the black cover. And I have them, and really I studied them. And from these books, I knew every single one. What did he say? How did he serve? And what the church was in need of. And Marianne was a very flexible man. And as Salwa said, he loved Samira gidden, 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 very much. He hasn't used to say no to Samira, whatever she wanted. Khalas. And she was dependable 100% on him all his life. Yani, I don't remember that I saw her in any other car, even of her sons, yani, only with Amaria, Alatul Gambo, in his side, all the time. And Amarian was very flexible man. He worked in many different yani, jobs. One of them, he was inspector. He was the training in the driving school. He was teaching driving. One of them also, he got the license of a bus, and he used to work as a bus driver for the schools. He was ready to work any work and to go anywhere. Easy go. Easy go. He was very easy go person. In Alexandria, he left his flat to Abuna Yohanna Hinin for free when they came here, immigrant. And this flat up till now is used to the handicapped اللهم ان عندهم مشكله في العينين, and they prepare the fruits, the frozen fruits and vegetables in this flat up till now, to my knowledge. Yeah. Also, he has a brick factory. One day, and this brick factory, he donated the bricks of the of his factory to Abuna Matta al-Miskin for Saint Macarius Monastery, and they built the wall around the monastery. And on every brick, maktub Tobet Arian, the brick of Arian, can stamp kida Tobet Arian. Also, he had a dairy products. One day, I know I'm Mohandas Zarai, kida can agriculture. One day, and he used to go to the market to collect his money. There was an interesting story. They told me this story. One day he was in the market trying to collect his money. And then one of the shop's owners gave him a hard time and shouted at him, Ada! Very early in the morning, how come that you come? And he insulted him. فعم مريان قال له, okay, thank you, ربنا يسامحك, God bless you. بس روح زعلان. فwhen he got home, Samira بيحكي لسميرة. بيقول لها, this man, he was explaining to Samira, this man gave me a hard time and shouted at me and then she asked him, what did you do? What did you answer? He said, I said, God bless you, God forgive you. قلت له أنا مش قاعدة لك في البيت. I will not come. فيش راجل يا ملك. How come that you said, you must have replied with harsh words to give him lessons? He said, I couldn't. قالت له, no, I will not stay at home. She went to the room, angry, intending to prepare her clothes and leave the house. And then he went to the room and he prayed to the Lord. And he said to him, you asked me to forgive and to say bless to those who insult me. If I carry out your commandment, and your commandment will destroy my house, see what you want. This is what he said. At the end of the day, he tried to relax Samira Shwayat, to postpone, yani, afternoon kida, they found, it was in Alexandria, this story. They found someone knocking at the door. He opened, she opened, and she find the man. The same man. And Amarian told himself, oh, he is coming to continue his insulting. And then he said, I'm coming to say I'm very, very sorry. I couldn't bear it. I couldn't go home before I come to you now. Because if you replied with one harsh word, you know what? When you left me, a fire came inside me. And I couldn't bear myself. How come that I insult you in the presence of all these people in the market and you didn't reply and you said, just bless me. Please forgive me. I will not go home unless you forgive me. And here is your money. And in the future, I will pay you in advance. Then he said, thank you, God. You are very faithful in your commandments. When you promise us to help us, you keep your promises to us. One of the stories, yani, that I heard from Samira, and he was also, I see Munir prepare something to say, very generous man, very generous, unbelievable. He has not used to give, but he was very happy to give. Very happy to give. And he was thinking how to help for free. You know, all the icons on the iconostasis, Amarian fixed them. This is the copy of Isaac Fanous, the iconographer. And he got these icons and make photos of these icons. And he glued it in a very clever way until you cannot differentiate between a real icon and a copy. When Pope Tawadros II came 4 years ago, I asked him to anoint consecrate all this. And one of the bishops said, is it original? I said, I can't lie. It's photos glued to the wood. He said, His Holiness will not consecrate them. Then I went to Sayyidina Ambat others and explained to him. Well, tell you that these icons are made in the way so, but the man who did it, he is in heavens now, and he put the golden cover on it, 24 carats. Golden, and if Your Holiness agrees to consecrate them, consecrate him. He consecrated them. So yes, yes, all the icons upstairs in the iconographer. You don't know that. The stained glass, زي ما قالت سلوى, the stained glass are made by Ammarian. In the basement of his house. And he used to take courses, for free. For free. When the iconographer came to make the Panchakratur icon and the icon الكبيرة الضخمة دي اللي بنسميها أنا cross panorama, the crucifixion panorama, he accompanied him to every shop to find the colors and the tools, and he took him to the Armenian Orthodox Church, to Ukrainian Orthodox Church, to see how do they paint the icons there, to let them know where from to buy all these tools and these colors. We lost him. The chapel also, this chapel inside, when you enter the chapel, you find as if el godran diet of gold. But they are not God. They are paper wall. Paper wall with cross. You know who fixed that? Ammarian and Mohandas Edward Mansour. He's still alive. God bless him. He's old, but still alive. Edward Mansour was the architect with Magdi Farid, who put the drawings of this church. With Nabil with him. Nabil Aryan was still here before he left to America. It's a part of the history, and we have to say that because they are now in a better place. They are now in a very better place. And they pray for us now. So we have to remember them. We owe them many good things also. One day, one of the children of the church, Yani, was visiting him and looked at the chandelier. And he said, "Oh, Ammarian, where you got this chandelier from?" And then Ammarian, "Hello, ta'jibak di? Do you like it?" He said, "Yes, hello, okay." But he left. But then Ammarian put down the chandelier, went to his house, fixed the chandelier in his house. Did you hear about generosity like that? Yeah, you know. He used to take me to the backyard and see, "Abuna, I planted this and planted this and planted." He and Edward Mansour, they used to plant my backyard. Every house I moved to, we moved to three houses during our stay. He was a man of that. The last but not the least. This man used to confess every single liturgy. You can't imagine. Every single liturgy. Many times I like this chapel. Unfortunately, you are now a lot of people. I am not able to pray here, but I love this chapel because I have very good memories. So during the weekdays, we used to pray here, Wednesday and Friday, and all the Great Lent weekdays. And Abuna Ammarian used to stand, Abuna, can I speak to you? Oh, yes, can I speak to you? I want to confess, Tabhadri Ammarian. Stand at the door of the Hekel, and in a loud voice, he was confessing. The chapel very, very small. I approach him, but he's still speaking in a loud voice. He wasn't ashamed to say anything of confession because he was understanding what the meaning of confession is. Not something you are ashamed of, but it's something you want to get rid of. You want to be forgiven of. So he used to say, Abuna, I did so, I said so. أنا بعيد بقى. أنا نفسي بقيت أشمت شوية مكسوف. لكن هو ما كانش مكسوف. كانش يهمه. كان يهمه أنه يعترف عشان يخلص من على قلبه. أقول له طب ما يقول لي no. Before I receive the Holy Communion. Before I receive the Holy Communion. During the liturgy. This was a Marian. And Madame Samira used to do that but at home. يعني to be faithful, yani, she used to confess. But when I visit them, I was visiting them, yani, often, بصراحة كده, not because they need, but because I needed. I needed to see such a family like that to learn from and to take lessons from their good life and good generosity and simplicity. He was a very simple man. God bless him and her. And I leave the microphone to Munir to give you more details, more specific details, Taban, as a son.
Hello. So I hear that my father has done lots of good work and free to the church. So I believe this is a time that we can collect some money.
I am sorry, forget what I said.
I don't know if you hear me, but I have said a word at my mom's funeral, and if you want, I can tell you what I said. So I started by thanking George and Safar for taking care of my mother for the last few months. That was a big burden, and they did a good job. George was calling me every day complaining, but he, at the end of the day, he did a good job. Let me tell you what George called me on Wednesday at 2 o'clock, and he told me that my mother passed away. And when I heard that, I was really shocked to hear of my mother's passing. And I felt something has been taken away from my soul. I felt something is missing. Even though in my mind I knew that my mother was sick, but in my heart I was not prepared. How do you prepare for something like this? I always felt that my mom is immortal. She will always be there for me. Now I feel that I have lost my security, my safe harbor. What can I say about my mother? First, let me tell you what people and friends and family said about her and text me. Everyone favorite aunt, someone who gave the best hugs. You know my mother when she greets you with big arms and kiss you. My mom, there was a little story, maybe I would share it with you. My mom and dad came to visit us in Atlanta. And I don't know if you guys know, but Atlanta is 60% African American, black people. One day my car was in the shop, and my friend, African American Craig, gave me a ride home. We arrived at the house, at my house. As usual, my mom heard the car in the garage and came running down to greet me with wide open arms. What she did not know or realize that was that Craig, my friend, had come into the house to use the wall phone. And my mom saw only his back, thinking that was me. So she proceeded and gave him a big, big hug. When he turned around, she realized this boy is black, this is not me. So she quickly disappeared in the room. And to that day, my friend Craig always said, your mother is a very friendly woman. And she gives the biggest hug I know. I wish my mother do the same when I arrive at home. So here's, I continue some of the thoughts that the people have texted me. My mother was funny and a pleasure to be with. My mother was instrumental and an important part of the lives of many young people. Words like joy, laughter, and family keep repeating itself. What can I say about my mother? My mother was funny, a bit of an actress, soft-hearted, always accommodating and kind to others, a good hostess who became a good cook. My wife always said my mom was everybody's greatest cheerleader. She sincerely always wanted everyone to have the best time and the most success in their lives. Although we are greatly saddened by her loss, we take great comfort and joy in knowing that she's now in heaven with all her loved ones. I want to say there was a nice poem that my mother and my father used to repeat to me. It's in Arabic. And it said, "تأمل في الوجود بعين فكر." تأمل في الوجود بعين فكر. تجد الدنيا دنيئة كالخيال. تجد الدنيا دنيئة كالخيال. كل من حولها فاني. ولن يبقى إلا وجه ربك الجلال. That's something that she kept repeating.
It's an Arabic poem.
I hope you guys understand. Mom, until we meet again, we pray for you. You pray for us and watch over us. Amen.
God bless you. In our faith, we do believe that we don't die. We don't finish. We continue our life when we take off the body, which is sometimes, if not more of times, source of headache and problems. When we take off this body, we become really, really free without any preventions, without any problems, without any sicknesses, without any persecutions, without any difficulties, but we be like the angels in heavens. As we pray for those who depart in heavens, they also remember us in their prayers. So whoever has this faith will not fix himself much in this world, knowing that sooner or later he will leave. If you want to leave, leave not heavy, leave easily. The more you are not attached to the earth, the more you are ready to fly into heavens. God bless you all. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One God, amen, make us worthy to pray to you thankfully. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. Christ Jesus our Lord, thy and the kingdom, the power, the glory. Amen. Go in peace. The peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen. For those who are going back to Montreal, drive safe, please. And God bless you, accompany you with the angels of travelers.